I saw a really interesting map the other day. It was over at the local high school. It's a new map. It's a gorgeous big map of the world. And at first I thought it was a map of, you know, those heat maps that you see from space that show hot spots. Mm. But what the little dots were and the different colors were earthquakes. And some of them were deeper and some of them were shallower. And what it really showed was sort of continental drift. Plates going under other plates and things like that. And I was it sort of got me thinking about that and wondering how we really know that parts are moving under and parts are moving over. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it doesn't happen really fast or anything. So how would you
I mean, it looks like it makes sense, but it's kind of a leap, you know?
Yeah. Well, actually, it wasn't even that long ago that geologists totally rejected the idea. This whole idea of continents drifting around and bumping into each other and stuff was really only widely accepted since like the 1960s, let's say. Even though there is a ton of evidence for it, and in hindsight it looks so obvious, like you can treat Africa and South America like a jigsaw puzzle.
Right, stick them together.
Put them right together. And now that you can buy these nice maps where you remove the water of the ocean and see the ocean bottom.
Well, like that's what this like one was. It showed a 3D representation of the ocean bottom, which was just – it was like seeing the surface of the earth, the whole thing, not just what we think of the surface, which is just the land.
You know? Well, when you look at these maps, you can see that in the middle of the Atlantic, let's say, there's this big ridge with cracks, a big zipper running right up the middle of it.
Exactly.
And sideways cracks coming out of that. Mm-hmm. There's one in the Pacific, and that's where basically new stuff, molten rock, is coming up out of the depths of the earth and sort of forming new ocean crust and pushing the old stuff aside. It's called a spreading zone or a ridge, a mid-Atlantic ridge, you could say, or mid-ocean ridge. Pushes it aside. Well, there are going to be a lot of earthquakes and volcanoes there, of course.
And there sure are.
Boy, yeah.
You could see this. It was just the earthquakes were represented in like purple and red, I think. And there was just – it was just like a necklace going right up, you know, the Pacific – around the Pacific Rim, which was where I was sort of looking at and, you know, and down up Japan and down California. And it just – it seems like, yeah, okay, there it is.
Yeah. Well, they call that the Ring of Fire because of all the volcanoes on there. And that part you're looking at there would be the other half of the story. If stuff's coming up in one part of the surface of the earth, it's going to have to be going down somewhere else. And the most likely place to see that is where you have a continent, which is sort of a lighter weight kind of rock. It's like an iceberg sitting sort of on top of this heavier ocean stuff. On the edges of the Pacific, like on the west side there against Asia where you were looking probably, it's the ocean crust is actually sliding underneath the continents. And probably why you saw the earthquake depths increasing there was because that ocean crust is sloping downwards into the earth where it's going to remelt. And then the sliding of those plates against each other makes the earthquakes. And the melting and the cracking makes the volcanoes come up. Along the sides there.
I got a question for you. You know those islands in the Pacific? They're attached to the bottom. Are they moving along with everything else?
Yeah. In fact, when people get dates for the rocks on islands like in the Pacific, let's say, with isotopes, you can find out that the farther they are from one of these ocean spreading zones, the older the islands are because they were formed longer ago. And you can even see this in the geology of the American Northwest in Washington, Oregon. The rock maps look like little mosaics or colored dots all over the place on the West Coast. That's basically because –
different rocks, you mean?
They're basically islands that used to be in the Pacific ocean floor. And as that part of the Pacific bottom has slid under the West Coast of North America, they just got scraped off.
They got sort of pasted on the coast.
Pasted onto the side like pond scum, I guess.
That's amazing. Thanks very much. Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.